Adolf Hitler is known as one of the most evil men to have ever existed. He is infamously known for the attempted genocide of the European Jews. During the years Hitler controlled Germany, his Nazi soldiers killed over 6 million Jewish people, doing it in the most horrible ways possible. This alone has earned Hitler the title of the most evil man to have ever existed. What most people don't know is that Hitler was even more evil than what we're taught about, as he was an occultist who performed the biggest sacrifice ever done before. Hitler wasn't a Freemason. In fact, he was trying to eliminate them and create his own version of Masonry, which ended up being the very reason they came together and brought him down. Hey guys, I hope all is well. Welcome back to The True Fizz, where I drop new videos every other day exposing the truth. This is a Patreon exclusive video that I have decided to make available to everyone. I had to cut out a few parts and censor some of it to get it up on YouTube. This video is brought to you by the Patreon members who support me every month. I truly appreciate all of you. You guys are the best. If you want to watch the full version of this video, become a member to watch the uncensored version. You can find the link in the description. I want to thank you all. Now, let's get right into it. Everyone has heard the story of Hitler and his infamous crimes against the European Jewish population. Hitler wanted to destroy the Jewish race because he saw them as the problem that was ruining Germany. He blamed the Jews for everything wrong with the country, even blaming them for losing the First World War. Hitler and many other Germans that were a part of the German army and fought in the First War believed that the Jews betrayed them and caused the fall of the German Empire. Hitler and his Nazis promised to remove the Jews from the country in order to save Germany from the financial crisis it was facing. Hitler made the Jews the enemy and claimed that getting rid of them was the solution for all of Germany's problems. This led to Hitler coming into power in 1934, becoming the official master of Germany. Just 5 years later, he started World War II when the Nazis invaded Poland. Hitler began his war and terror on the Jewish population, stripping them of their rights right after he came into power. He stripped them of their homes and eventually their lives. Hitler then began to spread his promise of creating a master race he called the Aryan race, what he described as the perfect genetic race that would fix Germany and make it the most powerful nation ever. All of this is pretty much known by everyone, as this is commonly taught in schools in America. What isn't taught in schools is Hitler's involvement in the occult and his opposition to Freemasonry. While Hitler was targeting the Jews, he was also targeting the Freemasons, as he knew the Freemasons were the ones truly in power behind the scenes. Hitler also knew that in order to beat the Freemasons, he had to fight fire with fire, so he began his war on Masonry. Before we get into Hitler versus the Masons, we must first talk about how he was introduced to the occult in the first place. What many people don't know is that the Nazi Party were actually created by occultists. Many members of the German Worker Party, which eventually became the Nazis, were a part of an occult group called the Thule Society, a secret pagan cult that operated in the shadows of Germany. This connects the Nazi Party to the occult from the very beginning. In fact, three big Nazi officials, Dietrich Eckart, Alfred Rosenberg, and Rudolf Hess, were all a part of the Thule Society. The Thule Society was the main reason the Nazi Party was so heavily into the Aryan race, because it was the main philosophy of the Thule Society. Hitler's confirmed involvement in the occult dates back to December 1932, before he ever gained power. During these days, Hitler was a failing politician who had lost all hopes of becoming a German leader, as in March 1932, he lost the presidential run to President Paul von Hindenburg, who was supposed to be the president for the next 7 years. Because of this, Hitler became hopeless. So you may be asking, how did Hitler go from a politician who lost all hope to the master of Germany? Well, it all goes back to the occult and his friendship with occultist Erich John Hanswin. Right when Hitler lost hope, he managed to meet Erich, who gave him new hope, introducing him to the occult and telling him that there was a solution for his problems. Erich told him that if he wanted to become the next leader of Germany, he was going to have to do exactly what he told him to do. Hitler agreed, and they began their mission. Erich told Hitler that he would need to go to his hometown of Austria and find a mandrake root. For those who don't know what a mandrake root is, it's a root found in the ground that's shaped like a human being. In German occult teachings, every person has a designated mandrake root. Erich told Hitler that he needed to find his mandrake root in order for him to perform a special ritual. He promised Hitler that if he successfully performed that ritual, Hitler would indeed rise to power. Hitler did as Erich said, going to Austria, finding his mandrake root, and giving it to Erich. This is when Erich tied a necklace with a medallion around the mandrake root to unite himself and Hitler with the object. Erich was able to perform the ritual, and everything changed from that moment on. Just a month after completing the ritual, there was a massive political shift in favor of the Nazi Party and Hitler. By January 30th, 1933, Hitler was appointed Chancellor of Germany. Then, not long after, the German president at the time, Paul von Hindenburg, just so happened to die, which further worked in Hitler's benefit. Upon Hindenburg's death on August 2, 1934, Hitler succeeded him, becoming simultaneously the head of the state and government with absolute power.
Then, Hitler reportedly meets famed astrologer Jan Hanussen. Hanussen makes an unlikely prediction. In 30 days, a turning point, perhaps even power.
Well, this is impossible. In December of 1932, Hitler had no hope of gaining this type of power.
Hanussen suggests there is a tool to help Hitler realize his goal. A good luck charm.
Hanussen tells Hitler that he must go back to the town where he was born and find a mandrake root.
A mandrake is a man-shaped root said by European occultists to possess powerful medicinal properties. According to author Peter Lavenda, Hitler asked Hanussen to find the root. Hanussen travels to Hitler's hometown, digs up a mandrake from a butcher's backyard. On New Year's Day, 1933, Hanussen presents the charm to Hitler. According to Professor Nicholas Goodrich Clark, this is Hitler's mandrake.
That Hitler had even received such an object, was prepared to accept it, suggests some remarkable susceptibility to superstition or occult power at this time.
Vienna newspaper shows Hitler with the mandrake. Wire around its neck hung a capsule.
And in this capsule were some verses that Hanussen had allegedly written describing a league or bond between himself, the mandrake, and Hitler. These verses described Hitler would have unlimited power and good fortune so long as he held true to this bond or league between himself and Hanussen and the mandrake.
Hitler's luck changes.
Within 30 days, because of a series of political negotiations that are taking place behind the scene, suddenly Hitler finds himself Chancellor of Germany on January 30th, 1933. Hanussen's prediction, an impossibly optimistic prediction, comes true to the day.
Whether Hanussen read the future or had an inside tip, no one can say. Then, on February 26th, in a seance led by Hanussen, another vision was said to appear. A great building on fire. The next day, the Reichstag, home to Parliament, goes up in flames. Still question who started the fire, but not who benefited. The Nazis. Within a year and a half of the Reichstag fire, President Paul von Hindenburg dies. Hitler's allies pass a law making Hitler head of state, leader of the army, and master of Germany.
Just like that, after performing the mandrake root ritual, he became the master of Germany and one of the most evil people to have ever lived. Since Hitler knew the power of the occult, he knew what power the Freemasons had. Since he wanted to rule the world, he had to first get rid of the Freemasons who were in his way. He decided he was going to destroy the Freemasons and establish his own occult organization. He started his attack on the Masons soon after he got into power. In early 1934, the chief of the Nazi Party's court system ruled that Masons who did not abandon their lodges before January 30th, 1933, could not join the Nazi Party. That same month, Persian Minister of the Interior, Hermann Göring, issued a decree calling upon the lodges to voluntarily dissolve. In various cities throughout Germany, SS and SA units violently attacked Freemasons and destroyed their lodges. In 1934, the Ministry of Defense banned membership in lodges to all personnel, soldiers, and civilian employees. During the summer of 1934, after Heinrich Himmler completed their takeover and centralization of the Gestapo, the German police forcefully closed down many Masonic lodges and branch headquarters of the Masons and confiscated their assets, including their libraries and archives. On October 28, 1934, Reich Minister of the Interior, Wilhelm Frick, issued a decree defining the lodges as hostile to the state and hence subject to having their assets confiscated. Finally, on August 17, 1935, citing the authority of the Reichstag fire decree, Frick ordered all remaining lodges and branches dissolved and their assets confiscated. Just like that, Hitler and the Nazi Party banned Masonry in Germany. Hitler didn't stop here, as when the Nazis occupied France, they took over France's Grand Masonic Lodge, which was the biggest Masonic archive. They forcefully removed all the Masons and stole their rituals and artifacts. The Nazis believed that the Mason archives not only had the Philosopher's Stone, but many other relics that they were looking for. It was one of their main reasons for taking over the lodge.
Convinced that the Freemasons held political and esoteric secrets, Nazis launched mass robberies of European Masonic lodges in occupied countries.
Were there esoteric documents in these archives? Yes.
To have possession of the secret archives of the Freemasons was to fight from within to destroy their influence.
It's the largest collection of Masonic archives that's ever been brought together in the world.
June 14th, 1940. The victorious German army enters Paris. The capital is declared an open city. Like Belgium and Holland, France has fallen into Hitler's clutches.
What happened in Paris in 1940 is the German army arrived. When an army arrives in a city, it tries to neutralize and occupy the centers of power. And in the mind of the Nazi leaders, power in France was located in the ministries, the government, the political parties, but also Freemasonry.
The Nazis rounded up tons of sensitive documents belonging to the police, foreign affairs departments, trade unions, and also Masonic lodges.
In the very beginning of Nazi occupation, the French lodges were occupied by German military police.
Wehrmacht and Gestapo broke into the most important Masonic lodges, the Grand Orient of France, the Grand Lodge of France, and the Douaumont. In Paris and Bordeaux alone, there were up to 50 raids. The operation was repeated in the provinces. Between June of 1940 and February 1941, the entire recorded history of French Freemasonry disappeared.
In Western Europe, Freemasonry was pulling the strings of liberal democracy, and there was definitely this idea that they would find information that explained the resistance of Western democracies.
His rise to power in 1933 in Germany, Hitler ordered that all Masonic societies be dissolved. He would put repressive policies in place in all occupied countries, but especially France, where there were 49,000 active Freemasons. An anti-Freemason, Alfred Rosenberg, believed that occult powers ruled the world. He wanted to produce evidence. From the summer of 1940, Rosenberg's military staff raided the Masonic archives, but there was also a pagan branch of regime officials who wanted a new Germanic religion. This mystical movement, which was a mixture of Nordic myths and ancient occult doctrines, arose from a secret racist organization, the Thule Society, which had influenced the Nazi Party from its inception.
The Thule Society was actually formed by a breakaway Masonic lodge, meaning it operated totally independently and was very much into esotericism. Nazis were attracted to its philosophy and took inspiration from it.
Founded in 1918, Thule's members included future key figures of the regime, such as Rudolf Hess, the Führer's right-hand man, Hermann Göring, and of course, Alfred Rosenberg. The Thule symbol even inspired Hitler for his sinister swastika. Alfred Rosenberg was faithful to the teachings of the Thule Society, remained convinced that the Freemasons' archives held tremendous secrets, like the alchemist's Philosopher's Stone, believed to have the power to transform lead into gold.
The Nazis took much of the Masonic archives back to Germany, where it ended up in the hands of Heinrich Himmler. If you thought Hitler was evil, Himmler was possibly worse, as he was fully taken over by his obsession of the occult. Heinrich Himmler was the leader of the SS, which was Hitler's primary protection squad. Eventually, Himmler became one of the most powerful Nazi officials. He was the primary man behind the Holocaust and designed the extermination camps. Himmler oversaw the death of over 6 million Jews, with many of them being used for occult rituals. Himmler also wanted to destroy Christianity and all other religions, replacing it with a new world religion. He also transformed the SS into an occult military group. He forced SS soldiers to perform occult rituals and even gave them special rings with occult symbols engraved onto them. Eventually, Heinrich bought a castle called the Welsberg Castle, which became his occult headquarters. He would routinely host meetings with his top 12 SS disciples, which he called his knights. In this castle, they would commit rituals. Himmler would routinely send out his SS soldiers to steal religious artifacts where they would be kept in his castle. He even sent his soldiers to try to find the Holy Grail. This is around the same time Himmler began to see himself as the reincarnation of a former king. Himmler's evil was unmatched. His methods were directly connected to the occult, and his obsession with forcing the world to follow his pagan religion. Hitler and Himmler knew the Freemasons were the ones truly controlling the world. They knew the Masons were all in positions of power, so they tried to destroy them. And this is what led to the United States' involvement. Hitler and the Nazi Party were a massive threat to America. America was built by Freemasons, so it made them a target of the Nazis, who wanted to remove Masons from power. It was already known that Hitler was secretly planning to invade America. He secretly planned with Japan in 1941 to go to war with America as long as Japan started the war. America joined the Allies not only to retaliate on Japan, but to stop Hitler from destroying Masonry. In fact, after the war, all the Masonic archives the Americans recovered that belonged to France were returned to France. The Soviet Union, on the other hand, decided to keep much of France's Masonic archives until they were forced to give it back years later. After months of research, I can confidently say they have hidden this part of history. The elite don't want people to know that the entirety of World War II, which led to 10 million deaths, was fueled completely by the occult. The concentration camps were created by Himmler, a known occultist. The Nazis didn't just want to eliminate the Jews. They wanted to eliminate every other religious and occult organization, replacing them with their own Nazi-Aryan pagan religion. This part is not taught about in schools because they don't want us to believe in the occult. They attempted to hide the truth, like this kind of evil isn't supernatural. The Nazis were people directly connected to demonic forces. Hitler had to perform a ritual to get in power. Himmler literally made Nazi soldiers perform rituals before battles. Even the Nazi symbol was an ancient symbol connected to sun worship. All of this evil was directly connected to the pure source of evil on this planet, Satan and his occult practices. Well, I'm gonna end this one here. I want to thank you all for watching, and I'll see you guys in the next one.